This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form a new government at the centre. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15pm tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi met President yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Mr. Modi said the President has appointed him as Prime Minister-designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held on Sunday evening. Mr. Modi said people have given NDA government one more chance and this 18th Lok Sabha is a house of new and youthful energy. The Prime Minister-designate said the stable government will prove beneficial for India and its economy as well as the youth. Rashtrapati Bhavan said in a social media post that President Draupadi Murmu yesterday appointed Narendra Modi to the office of Prime Minister of India, exercising powers vested in her under Article 75(1) of the Constitution. The President requested Mr. Modi to advise her about the names of other persons to be appointed members of the Union Council of Ministers and indicate the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The NDA parliamentary party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. Delhi police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as Prime Minister. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of June at 11:27 a.m. The swearing-in ceremony will take place near Vijayawada. NDA senior leaders and chief ministers of neighbouring states are expected to attend the ceremony. This will be the second time that Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014 and the first Telugu person to take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh for the fourth time. NDA allies Telugu Desam Party, Janasena and Bharatiya Janata Party swept the assembly polls, winning 164 of the 175 assembly seats. The change of guard ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan will not take place on three occasions this month, including today, the 15th and the 22nd. The President's Secretariat has informed that this cancellation is due to preparations for the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan and the President's address to both the Houses of Parliament. The CBI has filed its final charge sheet in connection with land for jobs scam allegedly involving former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others. The special court has listed the matter on July 6th for consideration on the charge sheet. Earlier, on October 4, 2023, the court had granted bail to former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, Bihar's former Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav, Rabri Devi and others concerning a fresh charge sheet in the alleged land for job scam case. In Chhattisgarh, 7 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division yesterday. Talking to Akashvani News, Dantewada SP Gaurav Rai said that bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered from the encounter site. The encounter took place on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada districts. Information and Broadcasting Ministry will organize a variety of program activities to create awareness about the common yoga protocol along with awareness about the benefits of practicing yoga. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Secretary Ayush Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha yesterday reviewed preparations for outreach activities of International Day of Yoga 2024. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Canada beat Ireland by 12 runs at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US last night. In another match, Bangladesh has won by 2 wickets against Sri Lanka at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Texas, US. And that is the end of this news bulletin.